Well, terrible tragedy in Southwest Missouri. 17 people confirmed dead in that boating tragedy on Table Rock Lake in Southwest Missouri. That is in Billy Long's congressional district in Southwest Missouri. Congressman Billy Long is a Republican of Springfield. He's still in Washington. He's heading back to the district and to the Branson area tomorrow. Congressman, appreciate your time. I know you've been very busy getting briefings. What are you hearing from NTSB and from the first responders on the ground?
Well, we've talked to the White House. We've talked to Mayor Best in Branson, and that's where we're getting most of our information. We have contacted the NTSB, I've offered the full support of my entire staff in the district and in Washington to the mayor, and anything that she needs, she will have. I have not spoken to Governor Parson, but from what I understand, he's doing a very good job with a very, very tragic situation. I did speak to a friend of mine from Arkansas, and he reminded me that in 1999, there was a very similar boat duck accident on Lake Hamilton that took 13 lives. And so I'm sure that the NTSB is going to investigate this, and we will do whatever we need to do in Washington to try and prevent any kind of a similar tragedy in the future. 80-mile-an-hour winds and 5-foot swells on Table Rock Lake is something none of us had ever seen from the time that the lake filled. I just want to send out our thoughts and prayers and condolences to everyone affected. I want to thank the first responders and the dive teams, everyone that has been assisting in the search. And, of course, the search is over now, and now we will search for answers as to how to prevent a horrific tragedy like this in the future, Brian.
Congressman, was that the one you're talking about, 1999, do you remember, was that in Arkansas or was that a different state? Do you remember?
Yes, it was Lake Hamilton. Hamilton, I'm sure you can Google Lake Hamilton duck accident, 1999, and it'll pop right up. In fact, on my Twitter feed, AUCTNR1, I retweeted a story. In fact, I might even have it pinned to the top of my Twitter page, AUCTNR1, and you can read about the Lake Hamilton incident and the comparison between last night's accident and the Lake Hamilton accident. The friend from Arkansas said that it was a situation, I think, of a drain plug had been actually left out, and they launched and got out in the lake. Didn't realize that they were taking on water, and by the time they did, it was too late. We've got to do whatever we can to prevent anything similar to this happening, if at all possible.
Well, and I know you got to run here in a moment. What is your greatest concern right now, Congressman?
Just reaching out to the families, knowing, let them know that they're loved. There's people that care. The entire Branson community, the entire Southwest Missouri community is in mourning. And it just let the people know that we love them, and that if there's anything we can do for them, we will do that.
Very good. Is it possible Congress could have hearings on something like this? I know that we're just not even 24 hours afterwards, but now that we know something happened in 1999, is that possible, or are you not ready to go that far yet?
I will go to any extreme to right this situation to the limit it can be righted and to prevent it from happening in the future. So I don't know that, we do a lot of hearings on the Hill, and a lot of them go nowhere. There will be an investigation, a thorough investigation by NTSB, and I'm not prepared to say, that's always people's first response. Let's have a hearing. Let's talk about this. Well, this thing needs to be investigated, and hopefully there won't be any ducks floating for a while anywhere until we can make sure that the passengers are safe, and that, in case of whether that requires everyone, any more life jackets. If you fish, a bass fisherman or whatever, you can't even tell they have a life jacket on because, they're just little straps, and then they activate when you hit the water. So whether that type of legislation will need to be passed for people on boats like that will need to slip on a little strap to where it would, open up if they end up in the water. It's too early to say. I just want to reach out to the families and let them know there was 9 members deceased from one family. There were 11 people from that family. From the reports that I've seen from the mayor down there, that 9 people in one family, and the victims were from 1-year-old to 70 years old. And just it's shocking. We're all still in shock. So I've got to run here. I'll let you go, Brian. Thank you.
Congressman, thanks so much. Appreciate you.